How would you like to empower yourself to heal from chronic illness? Megan Dawson will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Megan is she's a certified empowerment coach, transformational speaker, and host of the Becoming is Messy podcast. She creates brave spaces where people can drop the facade, embrace their full stories, and lead with authenticity and courage. And she's a chronic trauma survivor whose life has been shaped by pain and perseverance. And she believes her purpose is to share the hard-earned wisdom that helps others reclaim their power. So, Megan, tell us about how can someone empower himself or herself to heal from chronic illness, especially if you're in a lot of pain.
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.
Yes, oh my gosh, what a question. And first of all, hello, Lily. I am so honored to be here. I couldn't be more excited to be having this conversation. And it's such an important question you've just asked because I believe right now there's more people than ever that we know are suffering from a level of pain that hasn't maybe been collectively shared before. I think with the way we're able to talk through social media and just the way we're globally connected, it's a topic that we're now seeing that more and more of us have. It's something we didn't used to talk about, and now here we are talking about it on a podcast because a lot of us with chronic pain kind of deal with that in silence. And so I love the topic today. And just like anything, I feel like healing in general, it all starts with looking inward and coming to know your and love yourself. I listened to a book or read a book a couple years ago that talked about how, when it comes to those of us with chronic pain, so many of us kind of spend so much time trying to fix who we are. We have so much grief over who we could have been because, and we wonder, we waste a lot of time kind of wishing we could have been that person that had a different body. And that's called body grief. And essentially, learning to love the body you're in and accepting this is me. My broken body and all is me. That's not going to change. And so how do I love myself fully, kind of in spite of it, or just at the heart of it, that be at peace with that, I feel like is very much step one. And that's a hard thing to get to, but we're going to talk about today some ways you can start getting to that place to love the body you're in, pain and all. And as you do so, that pain is going to soften.
Can you tell us about your journey and how did you start helping people to heal from chronic illness?
Yeah, so my journey started at birth. I was born to a teenage mom. I caught a staph infection right at birth that wreaked havoc on my little body. So I always say, I don't know a body without pain because of that infection. It settled into all of my joints and led to shortened limbs. It led to severe limp. It led to limited mobility. I can't raise my arms. They're very limited in how they move. And so, growing up, I dealt with tons of surgeries, tons of pain, while also just trying to be a normal kid. I also lived in a household where my father was an abusive alcoholic. And so, as the oldest daughter, it was very much on my shoulders. If at least I put it on my shoulders to have to take care of my mom and my younger brothers. And over time, as I grew into a young adult, I was fascinated with human development. I think because I spent so much time in my inner world, learning about myself, wondering how to deal with my pain, wondering why I was given the lot in life that I had, while really it being the only life I knew, that curiosity led me to eventually get a degree in psychology. And I planned on getting my master's in psychology, but sidetracked like so many other people and ended up in a corporate career that put me on a path to human development. For years, I was in the credit union industry, putting together conferences for people that work in that industry. And then I knew in my heart that eventually I wanted to kind of leave that corporate space and help individuals. Personally, from a coaching perspective and a human development perspective. And so I launched my business last year. We just rebranded. It's now called the Unperfect Life Collective, and it's grown much broader than just healing. Healing is a part of this, but essentially our framework is a path to self-love. And that path to self-love is critical for all of us, and especially those of us with chronic trauma backgrounds, with chronic pain, being able to love ourselves first. So I always say wholeness first. And so for all of us, for those listening that specifically have chronic pain, it's using kind of a framework. Well, we can talk about some of those steps today, but essentially being able to kind of listen to your own voice, follow what your body is telling you it needs, giving that fully and getting to a place where you unapologetically love yourself is really what I feel like my mission is in the world, to help as many people as I can be able to do that.
Thank you. Why would you say most people, millions of people who have chronic illness, why do they never heal?
I think part of it, gosh, you know, I don't know if I like to talk about it never or everybody, but I feel like just some general thoughts to that question. I believe that, you know, our beliefs limit us. You know, like I don't want to sugarcoat what I'm saying. This is a topic where there is kind of junk science out there, you know, that pushes, you know, quick fixes and kind of fake solutions, band-aids to put on this. But my approach and my belief in that, and to answer your question, really is that it's our belief system and believing that we are less than those of us that are in a body that has betrayed us, a body that limits us from living our full lives, a body that we have shame tied to. All of those things lead us to believe that we are less than. And I believe that that less than feeling really helps kind of like enhance the pain that we're feeling.
Thank you. Tell us why self-love is linked to healing a chronic illness, and how can someone apply the concept into their life so they can elevate and
Yes. Oh, you know, so self-love, I believe that so much of us, I mean, we are energy, and our frequency that we are vibrating at is so critical to how we're feeling. Whether we have pain, whether we have depression, whether we have anxiety, whether we have fear, whether we have chronic pain, back to that, all of those things are vibrationally drags on us. They are bringing us down from our highest self. They are bringing us down, pulling us away from loving ourselves. And so when we love ourselves first, despite all the things that are we think are broken about us, we help raise that frequency first because we get to control that. Yes, I might have pain in my shoulders right now. My shoulders are always burning. Like they feel awful. However, I can't change the infrastructure of my shoulders. What I can do is breathe. I can listen to music that helps quiet that pain feeling inside me, that helps raise my vibration in the moment. And when I do those things to make sure that I'm owning the frequency vibration, as I do that, the little noise in the back of my head that's kind of alarming and saying all the time, you're hurting the pain, your shoulders are on fire, your shoulders are on fire, that little voice kind of dissipates. Now, it doesn't mean the pain in my body is not there. That pain is still there. It's always going to be there for me in some dull way, but I notice it so much less now because I first control the state of mind that I'm in every moment.
Thank you. What's the first step to healing from chronic illness?
The first step, I would say, is learning to listen to your inner voice. And so this work starts with getting really still doing practices. So many of us with chronic pain grew up in a way where we only know our inner critic. And so that little voice in our head has always been kind of just telling us all the things that are wrong with us, telling us we're less than, telling us we're unworthy. And so the first step is noticing that voice. That's a big part of this work. Noticing that voice that's constantly yelling at you, you're in pain. Why me? Why am I a victim? Why am I hurting this much? No, just notice it first. You don't need to judge it. Just notice it. But then try to hear the voice inside that you sometimes hear that doesn't sound critical. You know, Lily, do you have that voice sometimes that just tells you you're on like a good, you're doing the right work. You're, I call it a hug from the universe sometimes. You know, that little voice that says like, good job. That's you. That's your true voice. That's not your inner critic. And the first step is doing what you can to get in touch with that voice.
Thank you. Tell us about your 10 commandments or however many commandments you have or pillars for
Yeah.
someone to empower themselves to heal from chronic illness.
Yeah, so I have actually a seven competency framework. And so we'll do seven commandments. And so again, the first one is let your inner voice lead, which we've been talking about. It's noticing that inner voice. And then once you start noticing it, it's tuning into that more. It's telling that inner critic to shut up, go away. I'm not listening to you. You're not going to control me. So number two, in our framework is E. So we're spelling out the word level up just to ground us and keep us kind of going with the seven. So the first one is let your inner voice lead. The second one is examine your past as an observer. It's taking a step back, looking at your background just as you would look at people you love. So many of us, when we look back at our past, we look back at the things that have hurt us, the maybe the surgeries we've had, the pain that we felt in our body. We look back at it with judgment, blaming ourselves almost. So a step here is once you're noticing that inner voice, you can now start having compassion. So you start looking back at your background and the road bumps along the way, the pain you've been feeling, you start softening how you look at that in a way that's just as you would maybe a child you love the most, just truly that compassion. So the next one, if I'll keep going, you can stop me anytime if you have questions. The next one is our V in the level up, and that is value the lessons, even the messy ones. So for all of us, we, I believe, are put here. I believe our souls chose the journey we're choosing. It's not to say that we, any of us, deserve the pain that we have in our lives. None of us deserve suffering. However, we all are here in this grand scheme of life to learn and grow into our best self. And part of that is to be able to look at the cards we've been dealt. And in this case, that chronic pain, and look at the themes in your life across your story now that you're looking at it through compassionate lens, and actually look back and kind of start seeing what is this teaching me instead of why me? That's the biggest one for this step is not asking yourself, shifting away from, oh my gosh, why me? Why do I have to be the one in this painful body? Instead, say, gosh, I was given this body. Thank you. It provides me life. It provides me experience. Gosh, why was it given pain? What is it trying to teach me? The next one is E. And so this is our second E. And this is the embrace the magic of the universe. As you do those other competencies, you start seeing that the universe rises up to meet you. As you start quieting that inner voice, as you start embracing yourself and your body as its truth, as you the universe starts showing up all around you, showing you you're on the right path and giving you little nudges. So at this step, I suggest embracing what the universe is telling you. Maybe buy some spiritual books if you're not a spiritual person already and learn about mindfulness, learn about synchronicity. One of my favorite books is The Celestine Prophecy. And so that's one I recommend for this step. The next one will keep on going. And so we've now got ourselves to the second L, which is lean into your unique healing needs. And especially for those of us with a pain in our lives, this is so critical. We need, as we're kind of looking inward and we're doing all these other steps we've been talking about, your body is going to start telling you what it needs. And oftentimes it's going to tell you things far beyond what any doctor could tell you. And so listen to your body again, keep noticing, write down, keep a journal, and start recognizing where in your body there's something that you can actually control and tend to. For me, this past year, that has been nervous system work. I've been doing a lot of somatic experiencing. I took a class for that. And essentially, it's putting me in the driver's seat to be able to navigate kind of managing my own nervous system. And so when that pain flares, I now have breathing exercises and some tools that I can turn to myself to help just bring that pain level down. And then the last two are up in the level up framework. First one is unapologetically love yourself. Now, this is that kind of that end state of that I am peace. This is wholeness. This is that you've done those first few steps. You accept who you are and you love who you are. And now that you do that, you unlock the ability to be a ripple for other people. Just shine your bright light and do like I'm doing and just share your story. So somebody along the way is going to learn from your example and you're going to help expand their ripple too.
Thank you. Tell us about how you implemented this protocol on yourself to empower yourself to heal from chronic illness.
Yes. And you know, this whole framework I'm talking about was born from my lived experience when I had my daughter. She came as our little miracle. I suffered through lots of years of infertility, which was another part of my medical journey. And so she's now 17 and about to head to college. And but 17 years ago, I was in an abusive marriage, just like my dad when I was growing up, and sitting nursing her one night. And as I was, a little voice inside said, "You need to do better, or you're going to pass the same wounds on to her." And so that little voice put me on a journey to following this exact path we're talking about today. So I lived it first. I didn't necessarily have a branded framework title for it, but that essentially was what unlocked and has now grown into my own development journey, which I now share with other people.
Thank you. Tell us about Becoming as Messy podcast. Like, why is that the kind of tagline that you chose for your life?
Because life is messy. I think we try to pretend it's not in many ways. I think we try to put a polished version of ourselves. I think companies want us to come to work and be a perfect person. And that's just a lie. We are all imperfect people. And I believe that it's so important as part of our wholeness journey that we accept our whole selves. Just like we're talking about today with those of us with chronic trauma, chronic pain. Part of loving ourselves is just accepting that pain is part of us. Similarly, the things that are our darkness. You know, for me, I had years of drinking in my background. I have years of experience, letting people treat me poorly. And that's part of my story and is equally as important as all of the accolades that I could share about my career journey.
Thank you. Tell us about the link between accepting bad treatment from others and chronic illness, and how can someone stop the cycle of self-abuse?
Yes. It's everything. Do everything we just talked about, and you love yourself. That's the secret sauce. I didn't used to understand this up until my current relationship. My husband now, we've now been married for 10 years, but he's my second husband, not my first husband. I ditched that guy. but my second husband is the only healthy relationship I've ever had. Every other person before him, every other man used me, threw me away, treated me terribly. And it was because I had no self-worth. I had so much shame about my broken body, my scars, my limitations, that I set the bar for how people treated me. And so as you do this work and you become whole with yourself and you love yourself no matter what, you realize that you are love. Lily, you are love. I am love. We all have the capacity to simply be love. And when we know that we are our love, then we don't need anybody. So we're going to not tolerate having people in our lives that bring us down. We get to set the bar. Actually, we do set the bar on how people treat us. And so if we feel bad about ourselves, they're going to treat us bad. If we love ourselves fully, they are going to show up for us. They're going to love us fully. Otherwise, we're not going to have them in our lives.
Thank you. So tell me what changed. Was it that your mindset changed and you started attracting only good people? Or is it that you kind of started telling yourself better things and when the bad people came, you kind of said, no, I'm not going to have that?
Yes, it was both of those things and one more thing. So I'll tell you the third thing. But first off, it was truly this mindset. I mean, this mindset brought me most of the way there, but I was still bringing in a couple of bad players before I met my husband. At that time, I was also going to therapy, and my therapist asked me a question that changed this part of my life. And I feel like for your listeners, this might help them. The therapist asked me, What's the common link between all the people you've dated, all these men that have treated you like crap? What is the commonality? And I couldn't think of one. I said, you know, they're all very different. And he said, I would have guessed that. I think that you're somebody who likes when people like you. And you need to shift. Now that you have this mindset of love, you need to shift your own criteria of what is your true purpose with a partner. And if somebody comes into your life that doesn't meet that criteria, I don't care how good looking they are. I don't care how rich they are. If they don't meet your boundaries, then you say goodbye to them. And as I started doing that, that was so fun. That made dating so much fun. And then next, when I finally met my husband on our very first kind of hangout, he led the conversation in a way I'd never seen when dating. He led it by saying the worst things about him, the kind of the skeletons in his closet. And so then I did the same. And that has been kind of another part of our secret sauce. He said back then, listen, I have some mistakes I've made, and I'd rather show you who I fully am now. And if you are not open to continuing to get to know me as I am, then that's okay. You know, we can say goodbye. And I think so many of us, instead in our dating past, we try to put our best like face forward. We try to be something we're not to convince this person to like us. And then down the road, when they find out we're not perfect, they somehow think we're broken. And so let's lead with the broken stuff first. And that helps us feel whole.
Thank you. So, how can someone make sure that what they tolerate in their life doesn't lead to chronic illness?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I always makes me feel like you probably can't see it. It's this heal the scars healing so good. But I was diagnosed a few years ago with thyroid cancer, and the diagnosis came because as I was writing my first book, which comes out later this year, I was on a call with a bunch of other writers, and I was sharing all of my backstories, and somebody came on, just like you and I are talking. Somebody came on the screen and was like, Megan, you never seem to get mad. You seem like you forgive all of the hurt. Like, you know, I got a crappy deal in life, you know? I got an infection right at birth. So I had a healthy body at some point. And yet at birth, that infection, you know, damaged that body. And so I could be really mad about that. And I certainly have been hurt in the past. So the person said to me, you know, it feels like your body has things it has to release. Is there any chance you happen to have autoimmune disease? You know, and I ended up having that. So soon after I got diagnosed with Graves' disease, I also have PCOS. And I've come to learn that that pain across my whole journey from all of the chronic conditions I have, from the infection, from the 20 surgeries, from the limb lengthening surgeries, the gazillion procedures, the scars all over my body, I hadn't felt the feelings I needed to feel with those things. And that was causing disease within me.
Thank you. How can someone release anger or trauma from betrayal, or let's say things that hurtful things that people have said in the past about you, so that it, if it has manifested into a chronic illness, how can someone release all of those negative emotions so they can fully heal?
I'm gonna suggest something for people to look up because I think that this is a very massive ask, and I don't have much I can share in this moment. That's just one little thing you could do, but I'll share a tip in a moment to get you started. But go ahead and Google somatic experiencing, you know, so for list those that are listening, Google somatic experiencing or somatic experience. I always forget if there's an ing at the end or not. And craniosacral massage. So those two modalities are critical and so helpful tools on helping you learn how to deal with your nervous system and essentially do what you just said and release all of that kind of pain that is built up within your system. So I so recommend those. But for right now, what you can do is to start as yourself, just simply start being present more. Simply start doing breath work. Having moments throughout your day where you're grounding yourself to be in the present moment, that's a great way to start quieting that nervous system so your little inner voice can start tuning in on what that inner system needs to help release those things. So follow that guidance in addition to looking up the tools that I suggested.
Thank you. What are some alternative gadgets, tools, or some practices that you have tried that have helped you reduce the pain of chronic illness or have helped you simply feel better with your chronic illness?
Oh my gosh. I feel like your listeners that have chronic illness, chronic pain, or some of them are going to relate to this because I am a house of tools. You could have me on someday and I could just do a little demo of all the tools I have because I am constantly trying to find things because even though I love my body, I do want to take ownership of doing things to give it some luxury and help take care of it. And so some of the tools that I've found that work for me, my favorite these days for the pain in my body specifically is an infrared heating mat. So infrared, so there's plenty of heating mats out there, but if you spend a tiny bit more money and you get an infrared one, that heating element goes deep within you. And I'll tell you, on my shoulders in particular, nothing gets at the pain and kind of eases it more than that. And so that's one of my favorites. And then for nervous system, my favorite is a little device called Sensate, which is a something that touches your vagus nerve essentially. And so it's a little device, kind of looks like a mouse you use for your computer, and it vibrates and it plays along with kind of meditative music, and it has these like binaural beats. And then you just put it right on your like kind of chest area, and you just close your eyes and sit there and let those beats, and those beats kind of bring that nervous system down for you. It's pretty incredible.
Thank you. What are some exciting routines that you have used to heal from chronic illness? Like, for example, I suffer from sore throat and I used to suffer from migraines. And then I did this technique called the emotion code based on a video that I saw online. And then I have sort of healed the migraines, but I still have the sore throat. So what are some great like routines that you have used to feel kind of like better?
Yeah, for me, I'm a huge fan of magnesium salt baths. I try to take some baths like 2, 3 times a week. One, it is, yes, it's very relaxing, but also it just soothes my aching bones and muscles and is just a way to just like kind of surrender to the moment and let the water and the magnesium just kind of take over for a little bit to just give me a little bit of relief of tension in my body.
Thank you. For me, one thing that I've discovered that it is
Yeah.
really helpful is actually being in the sun and like walking
Definitely.
and also swimming. I find that very
Yes.
thing, but especially kind of like living in a country where there's a lot of sun, that I think
Yes.
helps me the most,
Yes.
n more than anything. And I'm wondering whether there's any kind of like out of the box technique that you have found like really useful. Is it
Yeah.
the sun, or is it
Yeah.
perhaps some empowering affirmations that you have found here?
Yes. Oh my God. Oh yes. All of the above. Yes, the sun. Yes. I feel like the sun, the sun, the sun. I'll tell you, lately, one of my favorite things to do is walk to the park near my house, right? And take my shoes off when I get there, so my feet are firmly planted in the dirt, And so it's like to get grounded to the earth. And I sit on this park bench. Some people may think I'm looking a little weird, but I don't care because it's so good for my body. And I sit on that bench. I let my feet stay planted within the earth. And I put on a meditation. I usually do like a 20-minute meditation. And I just sit there. I close my eyes. I let the sun beat down on me. And as I breathe and follow the meditation, it so feels like the wind and the air and the birds, it all starts to feel like it's talking to me. It's just so peaceful. It's so quieting. Anyway, so that's kind of my little routine lately that has been so magical. And then as far as mantra, I'd love to share. I have a mantra that I say every night before bedtime. Every single night. I've been saying this for months and I am going to share it now. So you can hear what I say to myself every night before bedtime. I breathe and I say to myself, and this is, I invite everybody to use this mantra because it brings in such good into your life. So I'll say it right now. I breathe and I say, I am whole. I am grateful. I am ready for overflow. Life delights me by surprising me with abundance. I am love. I am me. Peace and freedom are my birthright. My alignment creates infinite abundance that ripples across the collective. And I say that every night. And that mantra has been a life changer for me.
Thank you. What would you say to those people that have suffered with chronic illness for 20 years, 30 years, and they have become relatively disgruntled and a little bit hopeless about actually having anything work because they have tried hundreds of things?
Yes. I would say if they haven't done this yet, find a community of people like you. And I know there's some rare diseases out there. You know, we have some close loved ones with diseases where they're one of just hundreds of people, a few hundred people around the whole world. So I know not everybody has an exact thing as you, but if you can't find a community that has exactly what you're experiencing, at least find a community of people that are going through similar feelings that you are. That's, I think, the number one thing that, at least for myself, at times when I had the most struggle in my life about the pain I was feeling or the limitations of my body, having people that I could talk to that understood a little bit of what I was going through, it just made me feel less alone and gave me hope that there could be a better way.
Thank you. You know, I organize a lot of large events, and every time I organize an event, I teach people a technique that will instantly give you more power and energy. Mm-hmm. And it looks a little bit weird, but basically you're doing like these chicken wings kind of a movement. And because of that,
yes,
it's like you're breathing really heavy. And then all of a sudden you feel like, oh my God, you're expanding as a person.
Yes.
Oh, I'm wondering whether there's any like breathing technique or anything you use to literally enhance your physical power so that there's more energy passing through. And then because of that, you feel like your pain lessens.
Yes, yes, yes. So for me, I view energy and power the same. And for me, peace is the most powerful feeling I personally can feel. Peace. Like, I just want to be at peace. And when I'm at peace, I have like a natural flow to me. My pain kind of dulls. And so what I do is one of my favorite breathing exercises where you, and I'll just do it for you right now in front of you, where you breathe in. And Lily, you can do it with me if you want, but you breathe in really deep. So you take a deep breath. And then when you get at the top, you squeeze every little muscle in your body. Get at the top, squeeze it all, hold your breath, and then release, and then let them all relax. You do that like three times. You know, breathe in, hold, keep squeezing, squeeze, 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 and then let it out. And just let everything relax. And if you keep doing that a couple times, it just, your body just thanks you.
Thank you. Another technique that I have tried is that because I love to dance,
yes,
I do is that when I'm feeling a little bit sad or a little bit moody, then I find a song. And I mean, every time, based on the mood I'm in, it has to be like a different song, you know?
Yes,
and
yes.
What I will do is I will actually play it. I can play it for like a few hours. Uh-huh. And then I will like imagine that every cell in my body is smiling and is like really happy. And then I'm looking in the mirror and I'm thinking, oh my God, I am so hot right now.
Like, yes, same. I love it
right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I have so much fun just like dancing in front of myself in the mirror. And
yes,
I find that that really brings up a lot of energy and it changes my mood. And I think that because of that as well, it's sometimes easier to relieve some of the trauma that other people create, like when they're being hurtful or when they're saying something, or when, I don't know, a client does something that kind of is not nice. That, because I think that when you have ongoing stress and you have ongoing mini traumas by, you know, people saying hurtful things, or you have an argument with someone, or your client doesn't do something, or they do something that it's just, you know, I think that if you have like significant small traumas, and you don't find a way to release that, I think that kind of accumulates. And over time, it can perhaps lead to chronic illness. So I'm not an expert in this, but you can tell me.
Yes. And I'm yes.
So I think it's important to kind of like have these mini habits of getting yourself into a good state. And it could be anything that you like. But for me, that's what I do. So tell us.
That's what I do, too. That's what I do, too. So you see, you are an expert at maintaining you, you know, you are an expert at that. And that's one of my favorite techniques. And Lily, it's so funny, but I was just telling my husband today, like an hour ago, I have been I was sharing with you as we were starting that I just launched my new website and I have a book coming out this year. Like the you know I will just share, my journey, little old me with my broken body when I was little and all of my surgeries and all the hate I had for myself and the mistakes I made. Now that I've healed and done this work, I'm in a season of my life where the universe, I have so much abundance and joy and like things are just happening. And last night I was about to put my website out into the world, my baby. And the song I was playing all late last night was this song by Billie Eilish called TV. This song called TV. And it just was, anytime I felt frustrated last night, because like the website would freeze or like something, I would put that song on and I would breathe and it would just bring my nervous system to where it needed to be. And it would just, then I would keep it on repeat. And sometimes the feeling of that paired with the pride I had in the moment, it made me cry. I had like tears less and of joy just because the moment was all so aligned. And then last week I had this moment where I just bought this thing, another tool for your toolbox. And I feel like Lily, oh my gosh, you have to get one of these. I'll send you a link afterwards because we need to make you get one of these. It's called a Havi lamp. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so it's a then you might have something similar called different, but I just got this lamp, and it's a lamp that projects different colors that almost look like clouds on your ceiling. And so sometimes I just lay down in my bed and I turn off all the lights and I put on my favorite music and I have the lights on and they dance colors all over my ceiling and it just looks like this magical light show. And what I started noticing was if a song came on that I just kind of liked, the lights just looked like lights. However, when a song came on that I could feel, just like you're describing, that made me feel alive, that made me feel like the song was speaking to me, the lights came to life. It's like they felt like they were matched. I felt like I was like conducting them. Like it just felt like they matched my feeling. And so the music, my feeling, and the lights were all one. And it is just, it's an incredible experience.
Thank you. So, as a last thing, I think it's important to have like a toolbox of strategies to regularly move through this kind of like negative emotions that will come up in your life. And for
Yes.
me, it's dancing and swimming and going for a walk. And I'm wondering, is there anything else for you that you use that kind of
Yeah.
helps you to gradually move towards a more, I don't know, a more exciting life despite being, in
Yes.
chronic pain or having chronic illness?
Yes. I mean, at the heart of it is this framework we're talking about, and I'll make sure you have a link to my updated website so you can include that with this episode if you'd like. So the framework that we just talked about, I mean, really, that's my strategy for me being able to have the life that I can with the body that I can. But then the small things that we're talking about, I mean, you've mentioned dancing. I love time with my girlfriends. I love my husband and my kids, but there's something about time with my women friends. Whether we're dancing, whether we're just sitting around talking and laughing. I mean, laughter, getting to a place and a space of vulnerability. Like my best friend always says to me that she doesn't laugh as much as she does with me, with anybody else. And she realized it's because she feels safest with me. Laughter is vulnerability. And so make sure you have at least one or two people in your life that you feel like you can be fully you with. You can be able to share all of your worries, your fears, your doubts, your hurt about your body, your shame about your body, but you can also just be yourself and laugh. Like laugh until you cry. We joke, we laugh until we pee our pants sometimes because we're laughing so hard, but it's good for your soul and it's good for your mind and body.
Thank you. The other thing I find quite useful is listening to certain music that elevates my frequency. And depending on the kind of mood I'm in, sometimes it's something empowering. Sometimes it's something like kind of says, yeah, I'm the best. I'm so desired. I'm so limited. I'm so unique, this kind of thing. And sometimes it's just something that makes you feel like, oh my God, I'm so badass. And sometimes it's like piano music. or like Mozart, you know? So it varies a lot, but I find that there are certain songs that can literally instantly lift you out of whatever bad mood you're in, and you're just like, oh my God, I am so feeling so great. And I'm wondering whether that you have any special recommendations for people to kind of instantly lift out of a bad mood.
Oh my God. As you were saying the different categories, songs are coming to mind for every single category. I feel like I'm such a music person. You could name any category and I could probably match you and tell you a song, but I'll tell you a few that like came to mind as you were speaking. Just my go-to songs if I just need to lift up my energy quickly and I just want to get in a good mood. You know, so this is just like, I just want to feel good. I just want to be energized and feel good. And my two songs are Electric Love by Borns. That one is just, you cannot not feel happy about that song. And so you have to add that one to your list. And you know what's so crazy, Lily? I'm going to have to share. I posted in the post last night. You're not going to believe this. I don't know if you're on Facebook, but I'll have to share the post I did to announce my business last night. I actually started the post saying, I'm gonna make a playlist for you guys. I'm gonna make a mixtape like we used to do in the old days. And I said, I want to give you a mixtape of all the things that I felt leading to this journey. And you know, and now here you are the next day asking me for my playlist, which is so crazy. So anyway, so back to my recommendations, Electric Love by Borns to lift you up. Another one that some people may not have heard of, but came to me by my teacher of somatic experiencing and it has been incredible. And it's called Let the Rhythm Just by Polish Ambassador. If I feel like Lily, I want to hear your feedback like at sometime in the future, someday in your kitchen, put this song on and just dance and just let it move through you. And then I want to hear how it went. And then last, when I want to feel like a badass, when I want to feel empowered and just like, yes, I got this. Lately, I've been listening to Father Figure by Taylor Swift. It just makes me feel like I'm the person singing and that, you know, I'm the boss of me.
Thank you. The other thing that I find quite useful is, let's say something really bad happened. You know, I find a way to laugh at it, like to think that this guy fumbled me, or to think that this person didn't see my value. Ha ha ha! And then I will talk to myself in the mirror with a very kind of like sensual voice and say, "Oh, I am such an exciting woman." I don't know. So something that will initially make me really sad, then I laugh at it, and then I just find a way to I don't know, completely change my mood. And I'm wondering whether you do anything kind of like remotely similar.
Of course I do. Lily, are we soul sisters? I feel like, you know, we might not live in the same city, but I feel like you're sounding so much like me in the techniques I use, and I bet we would be fast friends if we were neighbors. But so yes, I do. What you're describing, I call transmuting or alchemizing, right? Again, we can't control what the world does to us. We can't control how our bodies were born into this world. You know, we can't control the diseases we get, you know, directly. Obviously, by doing all the work we're talking about, you help set yourself better, but there's some things out of our control. However, in any given moment, you do have control. We all have control over how we feel. And so being able to do exactly what you're saying. So what you're saying, what I'm hearing is you're noticing a feeling. You're gonna let yourself feel that feeling, and you're gonna rely on a tool to help you feel it even more, right? Because you know that you need that feeling. Maybe the feeling that maybe it's sadness, you know, and maybe you just need to cry today. I think so many of us try to rush. I'm about to cry right now talking about it, but I think we try to rush through that in a lot of ways, and you know, and a lot of us turn to drinking or drugs or sex to numb that. But what you're saying is, no, I need to feel that. However, I'm going to listen to the song. I'm going to watch the movie. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to dance because I'm going to get that feeling through me. You know, it's like I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel do what I need with it, but then I'm going to feel it and then I'm going to release it. And I feel like that's exactly like what you were describing. And that's such a powerful way to be in the driver's seat of your own life. So well done. That's incredible.
Thank you. And then I use that as feedback to get even hotter.
Yes, oh, same. Oh my God, same. Have you seen my podcast mug? Have you seen the logo for my podcast? I don't know.
No.
No, oh my gosh, I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't even have a picture of it here. Oh my gosh, it's so funny because in the picture, right? I'm just gonna make set the scene for you, and then I'll send it to you. But in the picture, I'm sipping on a mug, right? And this was a day, and it has my logo on it. Becoming is messy, but that day I was telling a boss to F off. I was telling them I'm done with you treating me like crap. I'm gonna walk away from this big ass paycheck because you treat me poorly if things don't change. I was in my power, and so for that meeting, I showed up hot. I showed up hot as hell. I did my makeup. I had a little cleavage. I was like, I am bringing this because I'm going to be in my power, and you're not going to be able to treat me this way. And so while I was on that call, I secretively just took a little selfie of myself in that power, and I sent it to my best friend, and I just said, like, I'm speaking my truth, you know? And I left that job soon later. I launched my business and my movement, and I turned that picture into the logo for my podcast. And all I did was replace the logo on the mug, and I added my logo for the company. And it's like, and it's exactly what you're saying. And I had a man recently who said to me, "Gosh, it's such a cool picture." He's like, "Yes, I mean it's sexy." He's like, "But there's something else in your eyes that I can't quite place." And what is that? And do you know what I said, Lily? I said, what that is, and I didn't know this exactly until he asked the question. And I said, what that is me knowing that I am sexy, but also knowing that that sexiness is for me and not you. And that, I mean, that's my vibe, you know? And it doesn't mean that, you know, my husband can't see beauty in me. However, I don't shine my light directly for him. I shine my light, my hotness, my beauty, my peace, my love. I do that for me.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs and people worldwide can connect with you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Lily, we just launched the new website. I'm so excited. So my company is now called the unperfectlifecollective.com. And so I will get you this link, but it's essentially the unperfectlife.com is where you go. And so just to give you a little context, the unperfect life is the name of that I created, and it's essentially saying that we've been sold a lie around this world and told what a perfect life is supposed to look like. And we're done with that. The world is crumbling, and we need to do something different. We need to define for ourselves what perfect looks like. And so that's what I offer to everybody. Is an imperfect life. And that's what I want. That's my mission for the world, is for us all to have that. So come see me, come say hi at the unperfectlife.com.
Thank you.
Heal Podcast with Lily Patrascu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.